The kind of violence Baghdad experienced this weekend is one reason so many Iraqis have fled to Europe over the past few years. Sonia Narang met up with a family from Baghdad who are living in a shelter on the grounds of Berlin's old Tempelhof Airport. They were preparing a feast to break the Ramadan fast.
Rasha Al-Dujali puts fresh chicken legs in a pot of simmering oil. Rasha tells me the names of the chicken and rice dishes she's making. Families aren't allowed to cook here in the shelter, but they do it anyway. Rasha has created her own miniature kitchen using a top bunk as a makeshift pantry. The Tempelhof shelter organizes a large dinner every night, but many families can't bear the thought of lining up to get cafeteria-style food for iftar, the breaking of the Ramadan fast. Hassanan Alameri, Rasha's husband, would much rather eat his wife's cooking.
The shelter's food is not good. My wife makes much better food than theirs, 100 times better. It's very, very good. Even the kids eat her food.
Once the chicken is done, she starts the rice. Rasha scoops out large spoonfuls of bright red chili paste and mixes it into the pot on her portable stove. Rasha and her 5 young children arrived in Germany in January, just months after her husband made the long and dangerous trek here. She never thought she'd be living in these temporary conditions, sharing toilets and sleeping in cubicle-like spaces for more than half a year.
We were told that Germany helps families who have children. We thought the kids would be given a good shelter, so I never expected we'd end up in this kind of place.
Rasha is pregnant again, and social workers say newborns should not be living in Tempelhof. But there's no housing for them yet, so for now, they'll just have to keep waiting.
We're not living in a place where we can feel comfortable. I feel like we're living in the Stone Age. It's the same as sleeping outside. There's no roof and no door to close.
Despite their conditions in the shelter, they're still happy to be safe from the dangers back in Iraq.
When I used to go to work, I didn't know if I was going to see my wife or kids at the end of the day. There was a bombing every 2 days. There was a car exploding every 2 days. Suicide bombers. We've seen hell.
A year ago, when their house in Baghdad was hit by a rocket, they knew it was time to leave. Hassanin came here first, and Rasha followed with the children a few months later. It's been tough in Germany so far, but they're happy about their kids' education. The 2 oldest children are in school, and Rasha says they love it.
When they saw other kids going to school, they were sad and asked, "Why can't we go?" So I told them to wait until their names were called. They were really happy when they were finally able to go to school.
Today, the kids play in their room as Rasha prepares the feast. She sends her oldest, 8-year-old Ali, to fill up bottles of water at the nearest tap down the hall. As sunset nears, her neighbor comes over to cut tomatoes and cilantro for a traditional Syrian dish made of salad, beans, and yogurt. It's called ful bil leben. Soon the feast is ready, and the family plus their neighbors carry the food, extra plates, and silverware into a community room. They carefully lay out all the dishes on a long table and take photos. Hassanin recites a prayer at sundown.
Dear God, we have fasted, and from your blessings we are eating iftar, and we have the will to fast tomorrow as well.
And with that, the family feast begins. For The World, I'm Sonia Narang, Berlin.